This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, 31st of March. How about that? We're marching out of March into April. April Fool's Day is tomorrow. We'll make fools out of everybody, probably. I'll sound foolish because I'll want to sing when April showers or bring in May flowers. You know, ladies?
What do May flowers bring?
May flowers bring pollen and...
pilgrims!
Yeah.
What?
Oh, really?
May flowers bring pilgrims?
Oh, the May flowers!
You guys never knew that when you were kids? Really?
Back to the showers. Jennifer Warren is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in to get the latest from the Chauvin trial. Jennifer, what's going on here? What are we doing to ourselves? What are some of the people saying as we look? The defense is trying to portray the bystanders as an angry mob. And apparently that made Chauvin nervous. So where are we going with that?
Well, I think that firstly, I think there's something dangerous that's happening. I've noticed over the last several days. Regardless of what you think about this video, and I don't know many people who looked at this video and didn't think
came
that
away
it was
without
excessive.
An opinion.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know how you watch it that way. But there's a lot of talking heads on cable news. Karen Bass, who is a congresswoman from here in California, was on MSNBC. There are a few others yesterday who said if this doesn't reach the right outcome, then there is going to be a problem with our movement. And I'm really warning against that because we have to let this case, we have to let the case play out. We have to let the facts come out.
She's not wrong.
Karen Bass,
she's not wrong, though. I mean, this is, she's not wrong because this is going to, this is, would be the most egregious example.
Is there money on whether he is going to be not guilty?
This would be the most egregious example of a cop not being held responsible for murdering someone.
But here's the thing: what if he didn't murder him? And that's the,
How did he come to that conclusion?
Because he had a lethal dose of fentanyl and a speedball in his system, and they're saying that he overdosed, not that he wasn't asphyxiated, that he overdosed. So if that
is
true,
the coroner's report already said it was asphyxiation, but
the medical examiner said it wasn't asphyxiation. It was some kind of heart arrhythmia or something, which could have been brought on by the drugs. Look, I think it was awful what Derek Chauvin did. He should definitely not be a police officer. But think about the burden that is on the jury right now. There are 12 people who have to say beyond a reasonable doubt that his knee on the neck of George Floyd is what killed him. There is going to be evidence from the defense that is going to say that he had a lot of drugs in his system and that it is very possible that he was overdosing prior to when the police actually even got there. So if we've already made up our minds as to what's happened without following this case, there is going to be a lot of disappointed people.
So if
people,
he was overdosing, why didn't they give him a shot?
That's another question. And by the way, I think that the prosecution's made a mistake because they're trying to nail him for murder. I think what would have been a better charge is probably saying in police custody, you have the duty to take care of these officers. What they're going to try to nail him with is second degree manslaughter or second degree murder.
Can they refile? I don't think they have it.
And this is not about my personal feelings or what happened. I'm just saying, think about this from a rational, not emotional perspective. And can they prove that he was guilty of second degree manslaughter? I think that's an uphill battle.
So
just seeing how the law is written.
Can they recharge him with something else?
I think the prosecution made a big mistake here. I think they should have gone after him for a lesser offense.
You couldn't charge him with the same offense.
I don't know if you could or if they would.
But see, he is the poster boy for The people who say the police
are
out of control.
That's all fine. But think about this. That's your feeling and emotions. The legal system looks at people. They don't care. It doesn't matter who's the poster child. It doesn't matter any of that.
But
beyond a reasonable doubt, can 12 jurors say that the neck, the knee caused the death of George Floyd?
I expect him to be not guilty. I'm going to bet you right now he's going to come out of this not guilty. I just feel that's
because
the way.
Because of the coroners, because if what Jen is saying, it's going to come down to that. Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Jen just brought that up for the first time, and you've been thinking he was going to be guilty all along. So what
I think he is guilty, but I don't think he's going to be found guilty. I think he's guilty as hell, but I don't think he's going to be found guilty. I think you see that over and over and over and over and over
that's
again.
That's my point, that this is the most egregious example of someone being
still
found,
not
not
be
guilty.
Found not guilty.
And going back to what Karen Bass was saying, this is going to be a problem.
But
you are probably going to see
what
a
if this
society
looks bad?
As a whole reacting to this.
What if this looked bad, but what if it didn't kill him? What if it was excessive force, but what if it didn't kill him? I mean, you have to... This is... We can't just make the broad
society
statement that this guy has to be...
Mumbled.
What's going to happen is that people are going to think he has to be sent up the river because just for the narrative that it's that
you
it
know
creates,
what's hard
that's
to believe
not
here?
The justice system.
What's hard to believe is that European news agencies are covering this trial like it was in their
Black Lives Matter movement
there.
Was global. There were protests in every major city in every European country.
And violence. I mean, people have a vested interest. People know that the country is going to burn down. They're holding the country hostage based on this verdict.
All right,
and
let's keep moving.
You know,
let's go to the border. I was watching a video last night on, I saw some piece of news footage of what the kids are doing. They're playing with crayons and they're giving them coloring books and how they're feeding them and all that sort of stuff. Meanwhile, we have tens of thousands of border crossers that are just going, like dispersing into the wilderness. No, who knows where they're going? And this thing, apparently the press has been allowed in though. Right now the press.
Well, for the first time.
News media.
The first time yesterday, the Biden administration released images of this facility, so they allowed a few reporters in as pool reporters to send back pictures because they'd been stonewalling. And now you know why they were stonewalling, because the images are pretty bad. I think I told you guys off the air, it looks like these kids are baked potatoes. They have them wrapped up in foil blankets, which are the emergency blankets that you have probably in your emergency kit. And they have them wrapped up in those blankets, and they are laying side by side by side by side. I mean, there is no social distancing.
There's COVID all over the place down there.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's a mess. I mean, there are a lot of people, and they're in these plastic pods now, so they look like they're in, like, a zoo containment instead of...
Look like a scene from Debris.
It really... Yeah, it looks like a scene. It looks like they're in a laboratory. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. All right. So, in this circumstance, we find more and more people, the word has not gotten out that you can't get in. In fact, it looks like there are migrants who are coming, there are a bunch of Hondurans who are just walking from Honduras into Guatemala, into Mexico, headed toward America, like a bunch
of
ants coming out of an
anthill. Yeah, I mean, 500 people walking, yeah, that's going to get attention because it is people that are walking to a country. But the people that concern me most are the Chinese, the Syrians, the Russians, the people who are flying into Mexico City and then just taking that short hop in. You know, everybody's gaming the system. And if you think that these people are coming in organically, this is all a result of the cartel business that has just popped up. And you know, you've got sex traffickers. I mean, we were talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I was telling the girls off the air, they have all of these these migrant girls in the San Diego Convention Center. And there was a big hullabaloo about they're bringing in teachers to give them in-person instruction. A lot of people were ticked about that because schools in California, by and large, are still not open yet. And so they're going, why are we giving in-person instruction to people, to a group of migrants who have COVID?
Well, I ask the same thing all the time. When we're spending money on this stuff and the veterans are getting it in, the veterans can't get services.
The better question is these girls, most of them, I bet you, have been raped or sex trafficked. I mean, forget the teachers. Let's get some counseling because that's what they're going to need. And so let this sink in. This open border policy from the Biden administration, they are incentivizing children to be raped, to sold into the sex trades, to be drug trafficked, to be smuggled.
It's not an open border policy.
It sure is.
I agree.
like it. I mean,
well,
it
but it's
so
not, and that's misleading
ridiculous.
To say that because it's not.
Well, they haven't told, they haven't given us any indication that they're doing anything about it. They've only sent back 13% of the people. They've let everybody else in. They've incentivized and accelerated catch and release. They're not even giving people court
Most
dates anymore.
Most of the facilities
anymore.
Are way over
I mean,
capacity.
No, not even way over. 700% over capacity in a shelter that's supposed to have 250 people. They have 4,000. So it really feels like they aren't doing much. And I don't know who's in charge because it's not Biden. It's not Kamala Harris now, apparently, according to the administration. She's no longer dealing with the border. So who is running it? I mean, where is the leadership? If I know you guys hate when I say if this were Trump, but ask yourself honestly, if this were Trump, he would be hanging from a tree in front of the White House right now. I mean,
well,
come on.
Well, can we have another choice?
There were
not Biden and not Trump. Maybe somebody else who actually, I don't know. It's just okay. So let's keep moving here. The situation with China and the origins and what's going on in the research. Apparently, people are not satisfied with the results of the information that we passed along yesterday. So a bunch of people in various countries have said, no, wait a minute, not so fast. Let's try to get into the real story behind the story, whether they're bringing the Chinese aren't going to let them find out what really happened. But we kind of already know. And they know, too. That's why they're going down this street. Right? They know the World Health Organization whitewashed it on behalf of China. So,
well,
now,
Beijing helped write that report. That's part
of
the problem.
They did.
The World Health Organization said, all right, here's our report. And China goes, oh, no, here's the report. That's how it went down. So it's and it was meant to be. It was supposed to be co-authored. So, another investigation. China's not going to let an independent panel go in. They're just not. So, we're never going to know the real
truth.
Not
in their interest. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, because of the feelings that we have about the Chinese government, the attack on Asian women continues more. Asian women, Asian men, et cetera, et cetera. All right, food for thought. 17 after here on the DJV program. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system. and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series Zero Turn Mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. It's trending time, so Jay will be going through a number of things. Lots of stuff is trending today, including Michael Strahan getting this.
Oh, my God. Stop. Yeah. Jen's not here to yell at you for that. Stop.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's always policing you on that.
Yeah, I know. I have no... this guy sends me into the ozone, but I know that it's a story that trends, so we'll get to it right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so let's get at the Michael Strahan closing the gap, as it were. So what's the big deal here?
That Jay? Iconic gap is gone. Who knows if it's temporary or permanent. He had said that he wanted to explore what he would look like without that famous space. And his dentist kind of came up with this temporary, he proposed a temporary solution, essentially a removable dental piece. Gives the look of a filled-in tooth line, so not sure if that's actually what was used or if this is kind of more of a permanent thing. And there's a lot of people on the Internet that are questioning the validity of this because April Fool's Day is, you know, this week.
Tomorrow. Right.
It is weird, though, because, like, early April Fools is not a thing. So it would be strange if that's what this is about. But this has caused, I mean, this is trending everywhere. This has caused such, such a commotion. And women who love Michael Strahan, and there are so many out there, them out there, they're unhappy that he closed the gap. They don't like it. They like him to stay the way that he was.
Exactly. Yeah, some people just don't like changes. Well, and the thing is he rocks pride with his gap.
Right.
You know, his parents taught him early on, embrace how you look, and he does. He says that he is who he is. He rocks his gap with pride, and he makes no apologies for it.
So Madonna had a gap. She got hers fixed, right? And Elijah Wood had a gap. He got it fixed. There was an actress in an actress. I'm trying to remember her name. I can see her, but I can't remember her name.
Are you thinking of Lauren Hutton?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Bingo,
she's
very good.
She's famously kept her gap as a model and actress. But, yeah, I mean, it's a personal choice, obviously. If you want to just, you know, stay the way that you were born, fine. If you want to fix it, okay. You know, it is weird that it's caused so much... Yeah. I think she still does, yeah. I think it is interesting that it's caused so much, many headlines.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like teeth, that's something that when people do get famous and they're in the public eye a lot and they start getting that money, that's like the first thing they do. I know Hillary Duff, she didn't have a gap in her teeth, but she had those like really tiny teeth. And
when you look at Johnny Depp
teeth.
Has horrible looking teeth.
He does.
And so
he clearly never invested any of his money in his dental hair.
No, his teeth. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Ooh, that's so gross. Okay, let's keep moving here. The dog biting thing that's making the rounds. I think we've talked about that enough. What about the
final
four? We
got to talk about Britney. That's the biggest.
Oh, Britney. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Britney's
she's
biggest
finally
story.
Addressing the Framing Britney Spears documentary. She says she didn't watch the entire documentary, but she did see pieces, and it was enough that she felt embarrassed by it. She said that she was crying for 2 weeks after she saw some of the clips.
But,
talk about triggering. Ugh, bringing up all that stuff that she lived through.
I have to relive it all over again, seeing it from the media's point of view. And, I mean, it's just, it's heartbreaking.
But who is the media, the news media or whatever media, social media, who are they to predicate whatever social justice is or thoughts, mores, standards? That's what kind of, we become a bunch of sheep. And that's kind of what bothers me about a lot of this stuff when you get right down to it. It bugs the hell out of me, frankly. I would like to think
if you saw the documentary, you would be very disturbed by how she was.
I like her. I've always liked her.
We all love her, It would
28
really
and a half after the hour. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial resumes this morning in Minneapolis, Minnesota. President Biden on Wednesday will unveil an ambitious infrastructure proposal that, if enacted, would overhaul how Americans get from point A to point B, how their electricity is generated, the speed of their internet connections, the quality of their water, and the physical makeup of schools. A Long Island woman tested positive for COVID-19 Tuesday, more than a month after receiving her second dose of the Moderna vaccine meant to protect against the virus. Melanie Rosen, who works as a secretary in the Hewlett-Woodmere School District, says she started experiencing symptoms shortly after attending a wake. A man working on a video about gun violence in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was fatally shot Monday after interviewing family members in the city who had been impacted. 55-year-old Anthony Merritt was shot multiple times at about 8 p.m. in North Philadelphia. He was discovered on the sidewalk just outside of his work van. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota has been closed till further notice. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds and heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, you know, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis, but it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and downed timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour.
March Madness is set for men's college basketball. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the final four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a one seed and a two seed en route to the final four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. In this half hour, the J stands for J, as in Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, and all of us actually focused on the Final Four. You know how I'm really into this, but I'm going to leave it to I'm going to leave it to you, Victoria, to bring.
I love your recaps. Why don't you give us some recaps of the highlights that you've seen? Because I love those. You're so. You know, you really just have your finger on the pulse of what's happening
it's all about,
in every game.
This can be all about you. Just help yourself.
Welcome to the DJV show, your first source for sports news.
I do know that there was a ref named Bert Smith who collapsed on court during one of the games. That I did see.
Is he
How
okay?
is he doing? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He was conscious and alert before even being taken to the locker room, but he, he just completely collapsed. He fell. It was during the Gonzaga-USC game.
Okay. Mm. And who won that one?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, so Gonzaga and UCLA are now going for the men's side. They're in the final two, so it's going to be UCLA versus Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a school that I have never heard of except once a year when they seem to dominate in the March Madness. But I don't even know where it is. Is it somewhere in the Midwest? Does anyone know
Gonzaga?
Where Gonzaga is? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's very specific.
It's in the Midwest.
I thought it was in Indiana. Is it not in Indiana?
That's the Midwest, right?
All right, wait a minute. You're now dissipating the authority that you had when we went into this.
Well,
knowing
I said
what was going
Gonzaga.
On.
I don't know where it is, but I hear them every year. But so they'll be up against UCLA, so that's going to be a good matchup. And then on the women's side, Stanford versus South Carolina. So the Final Four is set. Those are the two teams that everyone will be watching. And apparently a lot of people are watching, even though we've speculated here on this show that no one is. But apparently a lot of people are, and a lot of people are betting on it because last year there was no Final Four because of COVID. So this year, a lot of money is being spent on betting pools.
Stupid. And Gonzaga is in Washington.
Yeah, you know
Washington
how
State?
Spokane, Washington.
Got it.
But you know how stupid. This is something that everybody has to experience. When you Google something, it sends you to another place where you have to Google that, and then you go to. I Googled Gonzaga location, and it sent me to 5 pages. Before I realized it was in Spokane, Washington. So, this is my little rant about how it is that this system that we have, we all think it's so wonderful. I'd have rather gone to a World Book Encyclopedia and looked up Gonzaga. Probably could have found the information faster.
Were you on Google itself?
Yes.
All
Where
right,
is Gonzaga?
Curious.
Yeah.
Is that what you Googled?
Yeah. Right.
Where is...
That's where I go.
Gonzaga.
All right. She's going to
I want to see what... So this is operator error on your part because the first search result at the top says Gonzaga is located in Spokane, Washington, a four-hour drive away from and 280 miles east of Seattle.
Okay,
that's the first thing that comes up. So
you
and my mom Google the same way, and I don't
Fancy
know
Nancy.
How it happens.
You see the picture and then keep scrolling down.
Oh,
More
my gosh.
Love.
Yeah.
All right. So the NFL also newsworthy... The expansion of the regular season, I always thought these guys made a lot of money for not doing a lot of work, so now they get a little bit more money, or do they have to get paid extra to do more games? How's that going to work?
Probably. It'll have to be worked into their contracts, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is just more money for the NFL, you know? It's
right.
One more game to have advertising and
unbelievable how much money. There's the streaming, Amazon, I think, paid $11 billion for the next 10 years to stream the Thursday night games.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
It's
more than that. So they have an 11-year broadcast agreement, and it's worth $10 billion each year.
Ah!
So it's even worse than what you said.
My God.
Sounded like you were going to faint there.
My God, the kind of money.
But here's the good news, though. The good news, so yes, there's an extra game. Okay, cool. But the good news is that we now, the way that the schedule will work out, that because there's an extra game, that means that the playoffs get pushed back and then the Super Bowl gets pushed back. So we will have some years, might not be every year, but we will have some years where the Super Bowl will fall on President's Day weekend, which will help everybody because it's the number one day of the year that people call out sick is the morning after the Super Bowl. This is great for bars and restaurants when everybody's back in them.
Yeah.
It's a good, you know, I mean, it's great for the hospitality industry. It's great for chicken wing sales. I mean, it's parties.
It's too bad it's so hard on the players and their families when their brains get mashed out in the field. And other than that, that's wonderful.
Dougie Downer.
The U.S. Olympic Committee has decided it's not going to punish athletes for kneeling. Was that a worry? Were they going to do? And I haven't seen that much of it lately. Have you in games, or is it just it's happening and nobody pays any attention to it? What is the status of anthem kneeling now in organized sports, whether it be the professional sports, whether it be college sports, whether it be the Olympics?
Well, the NBA doesn't allow it. That's written into the contract. So the NBA never had an issue. They lock arms as their show of solidarity, but they're not allowed to kneel. I don't know. I haven't seen March Madness, so I don't know if college kids are kneeling. I don't know if that's another.
I don't know the answer.
Our
expertise doesn't expand that.
It does not.
Not that far.
Yeah. Yell for my husband and ask him.
Where is your husband? Yeah, but, ask him.
Yeah, I don't.
Meanwhile,
I don't know.
Are we all set for the Olympic Games in Tokyo? Is that it's going to happen? Right? Is it moved? Didn't it get moved back to July or something? Last year's Olympic Games are going
to
be this year.
Last year, now it's going to be this July. But yeah, moved. I think they moved the torch already. But no one from another from other countries. There are no spectators. So yeah. So
that'll
it's
be exciting.
Gonna be It is what it is.
Yeah, I guess it is. As a matter of fact, the education department has decided to pause collections on over a million student loans that are currently in default anyway. What's the interest rate? How much the education department, these loans, aren't these loans, this is what's confusing about this. Education department steps in and has money going back to people who are hoodwinked by Phoenix University and a bunch of those other phony schools. So I get that's a good protection, but in this circumstance, aren't there private, all kinds of, I mean, I'm not paying, I'm still paying Megan's college loan, almost finished, but that doesn't go to the education department. It goes to the private, whatever they call it, student something or other.
Yeah.
There's a new name for it now. So how is the education department stepping in here? Are they just saying to these collection agencies, you can't do it? What is this?
It is complicated, and I do not know the full extent. What we do know is that defaulted loans that fall under the Federal Family Education Loan Program, which obviously the name is there, it's a federal loan. So those loans have been paused or forgiven, depending on if you use that money from the federal loan program to go to one of these
for-profit schools. Is that the Pell Grant? That may be the Pell Grant. That's part of it.
Well,
that's
no, a Pell Grant would just be a grant. This is a loan. A grant you don't have to pay back. So this is like a loan program that's set at whatever interest rate the government decided that, you know, was fair or whatever. But what you're talking about, when you get a student loan from a private lender, I mean, the interest rate on those loans is insane. It's absolutely crazy.
It's like
one of the things Bernie Sanders.
Debt.
Yeah, it's one of the things Bernie Sanders said. You know, why do student loans need to be more than 15% interest rate? Like, that's crazy, and they are. Yeah. So it's
not
and then
fair.
When you find out you don't even have a real college degree.
Yeah.
At the end of all of that.
At the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And not such a rainbow. Coming up in a moment. The return of the dad bod. Who's got a dad bod? Let's see if Jennifer, her father, has a dad
Everyone post-pandemic, I think, has a dad bod.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple of extra pounds that I don't like. Yeah.
Everybody does, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Even
all right,
the dogs.
Let's talk. The dogs are getting it. Yep, right. Let's get it. Springtime and it's exercise time. Let's get going. When was the last time, as we think about our bodies, that you really gave a lot of thought to your nose before I started talking on this program about all the ways that you can enhance this, you know, the enhancement of your health and well-being is sort of where Navaj came in, what, 4 or 5 months ago when we started talking? What was it?
Mm-hmm.
November, I think, we started talking about the Navaj program. You started using yours right away. Victoria.
Oh, it's a lifesaver for me. If you suffer from allergies or sinus problems, which I have chronic sinus issues, it is just there's just nothing. I have not found anything that does the job that Navaj does. It's a
right.
It's a full cleansing of your entire nasal system. It's incredible.
One of the things I like about it is it's not made in China. It's an instant kind of it's a response. Every morning when you wake up, you do brush your teeth, do you not? You do wash your face. Maybe you shower. So as part of the routine, my suggestion, the easiest thing for you to do is to also apply the Navaj technique. It only takes a few seconds. There are things in your nose that have gathered there, the allergens, the mucus, the things that get hard and crusty, that are full of dangerous germs and stuff through the night. So get that clean nose feeling every single morning and every night before you go to bed with the Navaj system. Have it in your bathroom. Use it daily. It will give you the kind of relief and safety and security that comes with sucking the snot out of your nose. It's worth the investment. So go to Navaj.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navaj.com, and operate this thing. It's the first line of defense against allergens. Navaj.com.
As work, school and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Doddridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to umarsis.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch controls to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Did you know that the IRS does not have to go to court to garnish your wages? And even if you're unemployed, the IRS can take your Social Security benefits and even unemployment benefits. So if you have over $10,000 in back taxes due to the IRS, there is good news. Platinum Tier Tax Service wants to give you free information to see if your tax debt can be reduced or completely forgiven. They do all the work for you and negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Don't face the IRS alone. Let Platinum Tier's licensed professional agents protect you, guide you, and save you thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now at 800-862-2085. That's 800-862-2085. Your tax problems won't go away on their own, so make the first step. Get your free information now and see how much you can save in the first free call. 800-862-2085. Get your free information now. 800-862-2085. That's 800-862-2085.
All right, so now we have this situation, this circumstance, where what was referred to before as the dad bod is making a return. Apparently, the respondents to this new survey say about 75% of them say that they prefer the soft and round male body type to a more toned one.
Nope. I don't know who's responding to this unless this is like the dad bod coalition.
This is dating.com.
Like dad bod's not necessarily, it's not necessarily like soft and round. It's almost like you had muscles once upon a time and now there's a layer of fat over it. You just softened up a bit.
That means soft and round.
Well, but are these women or men? I don't get out of this. So
men.
Men are saying they like the body. I can't imagine anything less attractive than a fat pooch. It's just, and a lot of guys, I think they're in denial. When I look at the extra 4, 5, 6 pounds that I've got on after wintertime, it really bothers me. I don't like it at all. So I, you know, we'll get on the Calitrin diet and fix everything. Maybe that's the way to do it. All right. So that's the story, boys and girls. 49 after. No, that's actually 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we have Chuck. Well, Chuck is absent today without leave, but between Victoria, Jay, and I, you can count on us to bring you up to date with the movie news, movie moments next here on the DJV program.
Team, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLS, consumeraccess.org, number 330.
All right, movie moments time here on the DJV program. I see that Kate McKinnon has dropped out of playing the Elizabeth Holmes, the lady, remember Theranos, where she made $1 billion by the time she was 32, and it was a big, apparently, a hoax. She got all kinds of investors. Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
So the series is called The Dropout. This is a good. This would have been a good movie, but once again,
I think it is a movie, isn't it?
It's on Hulu. It's sort of a limited series.
Oh, okay.
Much anything else. Yeah. But anyway, it's a, for those of you who don't know the story of Elizabeth Holmes and that company that she founded, you can see the headlines, Ambition and Fame Gone Wrong. Mm-hmm. How did the world's youngest self-made female billionaire lose it all in the blink of an eye? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people thought she was going to be the next Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
But now she'll end up in jail for a couple
of years. As far as the black turtleneck.
Is she in jail yet? Because I know that she's been arrested and there's, right? She might even be in jail. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But Amanda Seyfried is going to play her, so she's a good actress.
Yeah.
I think that'll
be
good.
Yeah, she is. And but it's interesting. I don't see a correlation between Kate McKinnon and Amanda Seyfried. They seem like very different personalities and actresses, in fact.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Emilio Estevez has come to the aid of those who wonder, why the hell did you do that in the Mighty Ducks? he's now revealing why he said yes to return, because there's a sequel, right? The Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
It's a new Disney Plus series. We just started watching it last Friday. It's so good. It's so, so good. Because if you ever saw the Mighty Ducks, even if you didn't see the Mighty Ducks movies, which are super cute, but if you didn't even see them, this new series picks up and you can just start.
But what was
right
the appeal?
There.
Help those of us who never saw it. I'm used to Emilio Estevez, Martin Sheen's son, as an actor and some pretty.
You probably saw the Mighty. Well, your kids definitely saw the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Probably did.
But it was just he's a former pro hockey player, and he turns into an attorney, and then he gets a DUI, and he has to do community service, so he starts coaching a pee wee hockey team, and they're like the Bad News Bears on ice, basically. And so it just became such a heartwarming, great story. They made 3 movies out of it. And he has said no for 20 years now to doing anything with that character. But this new spin on it is really cool because he's not the main focus. Lauren Graham is the star, really. And so it's a whole new set of kids, and he owns an ice rink, and he hates hockey, and so he's the curmudgeon. And it's really cute. They're setting it up in a really good way.
Maybe I will have to go see it if it's
about. You love curmudgeons, so.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so he's 58 years old, by the way, now, which is a mind blower in and of itself.
He does not.
When you think about it, that means all those guys, Mike, what's his face, Diamond, Kiefer Sutherland, who else is in that bunch of all of
the
Rat Pack guys?
They've got to be in the late 50s. Molly Ringwald. Yeah, they're all probably around the same age. Yeah.
I remember when Molly Ringwald was arrested for. Rob Lowe's and that boy, he looks great.
He's still phenomenal.
He's all over the place. Molly Ringwald was arrested for shoplifting. Remember that? Look it up.
I never knew that.
Yeah, can Google it right now and see how quickly you can get to the bottom of that story. Yes. All right, so movie stories here with Jay and Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.